Künstler. The ASA is now joining forces with the USCSA. Interesting. Don't confuse that with the USYS, which is the governing body over all of it. And I don't know if USYS approved the USCSA, which stands for the United States Consortium of State Associations. Scary. It's a consortium of sorts. Just announced, I'm going to have to do some reading because we have to break this down. ASA announced today that it's joining the USCSA as part of a 7-member expansion. So it's going from 7 to 14. With this announcement, this is very important to listen to. They said it's bringing up their membership to 14 state associations representing 800,000 players. They are basically puffing out their chest and saying, USYS, watch out. I know we're under you guys, but we are fragmenting everything because that's what we do best in this country. We take things and we break it up, especially in Arizona. We're always leading the charge. I'm shocked we didn't just start this, but we definitely joined it to fragment more things because the key to competition and growth of the game is to isolate, separate, you know, competition of all kinds because this is very strange to me. But let's read. Arizona Soccer Association, ASA, this is a quote by Jonathan Berzins, who I like, good guy, but I'm confused on what's going on here, is honored to be joining the Consortium of Soccer Associations, said Jonathan Berzins, who's the CEO of ASA. The ability to connect and share with like-minded leaders and forward thinkers truly aligns with ASA goals and mission. ASA is excited about what this consortium can achieve for all membership in conjunction with the continued partnership with USYS. That's an interesting last statement. Continued partnership with USYS. How I read it is we're continuing our partnership, but we don't have to stay. We do have 14 state associations kind of thinking their own way. And we have 800,000 members. You better listen to us because if we pull out USYS, you're done. And there's a lot of people at USYS that have full-time jobs, which could be at risk if this is a hostile takeover. And it seems like it is. Reading on, the USCSA believes that the state associations can provide an anchor in local soccer communities by providing exceptional service, resources, and inspiration that grows soccer participation by unlocking the potential within each of those communities. Well, you have in this membership, you have Georgia, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Mexico, New Jersey, Ohio, South Texas, Tennessee, Utah, and Vermont, and Arizona. So by bringing them all together, Kentucky will have better suggestions to deal with Phoenix, Arizona, or Arizona in general. How? The demographics are different than Kentucky and Vermont. We're different, but, you know, what the heck? Let's listen to them. Reading on. Traditionally, each state association has its own governance, policies, and procedures and resources, which limits the ability to scale and incorporate by scaling operations together. So they're merging, and ASA is limited because dealing with the many directors within ASA, it's more important to work with 13 other state associations to kind of collaborate to let them know how they should run things. Because, you know, like, making decision by committee is always the best thing to do. Yeah, we'll see about this. Very confusing thus far. And comment, let me know. Am I crazy? Or, like, what's going on here? What are your thoughts on this? Reading on. The organization aims to expand its influence, reduce costs, and enhance services, business strategies, and share resources to increase efficiency and effectiveness of each state association member. To maximize its success and potential, the USCSA will rely on its core values of trust, innovation, compromise, and alignment. Trust. So trust, we got to trust everybody. We don't know anybody over there in all these different states, really, but we're going to work together. We're going to put everything together and compromise somehow to create an alignment so we can work together. So does that mean we're going to create our own national championship within these 14 state associations? Oh, I'm national champion of 14 states. That makes no sense. Are we going to have to go to Georgia now to play? Massachusetts, Michigan? Is that what we need to do? Arizona's big enough. We don't need anyone's help. Let's just be our own. Let's be the Texas of U.S. soccer. Let's just pull out. Let's create our own and be a national champion of Arizona. This is doesn't make sense to me. Reading on, the USCSA is thrilled to add each of these new members, and we know their expertise will help accelerate our efforts. What are the efforts, says Evan Dabby, the president. He says, specifically, this expansion will enhance our efforts, leveraging these individuals' experience with competition, finance, grassroots programming, women in soccer, club development, and admin. What? Women in soccer? Why is that thrown in there? Are we dealing with women now, like professional or girls in soccer? That, I mean, that's leveraging these individuals' experience with competition, finance. So they're going to compete against each other. So, yes, we're going to Vermont. Finance, meaning they're going to share their money. They're going to pull their money together so someone's getting paid more or I don't know. Grassroots programming. What are you going to change the how you do grassroots programming? I don't know. Women in soccer. That's the weirdest one. We need. I don't understand. Like meaning more women coaches. I don't. Confusing. This is youth, right? That's in the name. Yeah, U.S. What? No, it's not. It's United States Consortium of City Associations. So maybe we're gonna have women leagues. Club development and administration. So we're going to create more admin help. So we can't figure it out as a state together with that roundtable. We're going to go to 14 other roundtables that they're going to send one representative from each roundtable of each state, which will be the presidents and CEOs. They'll meet, and then they'll come up with the idea, then they have to go back to their state associations and then convince them to say, hey, this is why we're going to do it. And then what? U.S. Club, you got some opportunity to take a lot of things away from them because this is way too complicated, I think. I don't know what's going on. I am confused by all this. But maybe we just kind of read what they believe. This is what they believe. The United States Consortium of State Associations is a game changer in our soccer ecosystem, currently representing 14 USYS state associations and more than 800,000 players. Ooh, those are ours. We're going to take that from USYS. Watch out. Our mission is to maximize and unlock the true potential of state associations by creating a highly functioning network of state associations. The reason US Club exists and took a major hatchet out of the USY or out of state associations was because state associations created too many rules and it made it very difficult to operate. So US Club became a thing and they took a lot of membership because state associations made it difficult. And here we go again, where they're going to create a highly functioning network, meaning they're going to make more problems. And this is craziness. Reading on, traditionally, each state association operates independently, limiting growth. What if they're very good at what they do? We're here to break those barriers and redefine soccer. What? Redefine it how? Making it more accessible and enjoyable for all. USCSA believes in unlocking the potential in every local community, offering exceptional service and inspiration. Ooh. Join us in reshaping the way we work together. I don't, this makes no sense. Unless they're not telling us the real reason they're doing it and the leveraging that's going on. They're helping, money is obviously involved or they wouldn't have a conversation. And here's a question. Georgia, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, South Texas, Tennessee, Utah, Vermont, New Mexico. None of them are in Region 4 other than New Mexico and Utah and Arizona. All the others, how many came to the Region 4 tournament that are not part of the region? I think some of those did. Which ones came to Region 4 tournament? That was a, this, these discussions have been going on for a while. So I'm very confused on what's going on. How are you possibly stating that they're limiting growth by say the reason state associations growth is on decline is because of competition. Competition comes about because you're not doing a good job. So when you don't do a good job, others pop up to try to make it better so they can do what they're wanting to do, and it's typically make money and change it. But I don't know how by creating more failed state associations that can't do it by themselves, bringing the failures of them together to create a super failure, because that's why I see it, other than the constraints that USYS has. And I don't know that I don't know, because I'm not in there dealing with all the administrative stuff. But ASA was so much better when it was run by one person, and her name was Leslie. She did everything. She was a freak. She just got stuff done, player passes done. We were able to compete. We had one state champion. We had one regional champion. Went to nationals. Four of the regions showed up in your age group, and we had one national champion. And then something happened where we fragmented everything, and now we can't compete against each other because you don't have the right license. You're not part of a certain club or whatever, or a certain league, and multiple national championships, fragmenting all the competition because we're just saying, no, you have to play in this league or this organization, MLS Next, or whatever it is, you have to be worthy enough to step on the field with others versus let's just compete and see what happens. I couldn't imagine. You know, actually, I can now thinking about it. I get scared. Like Phoenix College, we play pro teams, Division I teams, and we're JUCO. I couldn't imagine admin people coming down from the NCAA, and actually, I can't picture this, that they'll say, you can't play JUCO. You don't play them. That's illegal. And then and same with the pro teams. I'm like, I couldn't imagine. That would be so devastating to my program because a lot of my kids are able to move on to the university. I mean, by the way, these are kids are part of ASA. They come to me because they were not being able to showcase their talent within the clubs they came from because of lack of resources, money, or whatever, because they weren't part of some silly acronym. If we weren't able to play Division I teams, and by the way, we played UNLV, University of Washington, Cal State Fullerton. We played Phoenix Rising Pro USL team three times now, Grand Canyon seven times. We are, and more than that, I've been there for a while. But if I wasn't able to play that kind of competition to get film and to show the universities that they're trying to transfer to, look, they can play this level. Look, they're performing. It's on film. Then they take them. They give them lots of money because they're proven. In club, they're not proven because they hide from competition because it's so fragmented. You'll hear it from university coaches all the time. They're like, it's so hard to recruit, especially Arizona, because all the talent is all over the place. They're not on one team or one league together because it's fragmented. So because of people, typically parents and administrators, because you're competing with other administrators all over the mighty dollar, we are hurting the kids. We're hurting development. It's horrible. So all this is words. Words mean nothing to me. You know what means something to me? Results. Do something, be effective, and allow people to change the game, to be able to showcase their abilities through peer competition. Because USYS, which apparently they have a big problem with, they have a mission statement that says this. This is just words. To provide world-class support, resources, and leadership, helping every member fulfill their goals on and off the field. That's beautiful. They have a statement. It says, to bring communities together through the power of soccer, making lifelong fans of the sport. They got it covered. They have a player's bill of rights. So you know, players get have a voice. And they have a strategic plan. And it says this, dream big, think big. It's a living, breathing document, and it's constantly it's to reshape every community. It's supposed to give grassroots opportunity. Everything that USCSA is saying, USYS says it. These are just words. So I don't know what's going on, but we don't get along at all. And I don't think by putting more failed states together improves it, but I could be wrong. Best of luck to all the acronyms out there merging, and maybe this will put some pressure on, maybe it'll get someone to make to find a way to compete and make a super SUSYS. Super USYS. I don't know. This is all crazy, and I'm going crazy. This is a lot and too long of a podcast, and probably none of this makes sense. But are you confused as I am? Let me know.